this week's parsha, we find that Yaakov gives brachas to all the Shvatim, but some of them seem like klolos. But we find Yaakov gives Musa to Shimon Valevi. It says in Basi, Kiba'akvam Hargu Ish, or Betsoinam Ikru Shire. Who's Ba'akvam Hargu Ish? Zog Rashi, Ba'apa Hargu Ish is the talking about on Shimon Levi when they killed out Shechem. When they killed out Shechem, the whole city, Chamor, he told him, Ba'akvam Hargu Ish. Zog Rashi, Kiba'akvam Hargu Ish. Elu chamor ba'anshi shchem ve'eina chashuvin kulam lekish echot u'b'tzoyna ikrushar, they want to ba'aka Yosef shikrushar. So I'm not going to go into if Yaakov knew about Mechiris Yosef or not. This pashtas is a raya that he knew about Mechiris Yosef. But even if you, the question is, are these two things connected with Lal? The fact that Shimon Levi just killed out Shechem and Shimon Levi the ones that caused the Mechira to Yosef. Are they connected? More than that, the Shmuel Birnbaum is talking bothered by that. Why now is he giving Musa about Shechem right now? About the Maisha Shechem? If you look at Basha Yishlach, there was a conversation there. Right? If you look at Basha Yishlach, Achartem Oisi Labishenu, Yaakov complained to them right after they killed out. And they answered back, Hakazoyna Yasach Yisenu. There is a debate in the Mepharshim of there if Yaakov accepted the answer or not. If he accepted it, so why now is he bringing the Musa about them? They gave an answer. Why? Yaakov complained at the time when they did it. So now you're giving Musa ba'apa and hargu ish. Sounds like Yaakov didn't accept. If he didn't accept this, why did he say it over there? Why now is he wake up at the time of death of what you did there? So what is it shot that Yaakov is now giving Musa to Shimon Levi on the fact that they wiped out Shechem? So to answer this, he says the Yisoid, which is the old Yisoid for the Beis HaLevi. Tavis Yisoid for the Beis HaLevi in Parshas Vayigash. Right? That when Yosef revealed to his brothers, and he said to him, Ani Yosef Oido Bichai, Abba Koy Bardla says, Oy Vay Leyem Adir, Oy Vay Leyem Adchocha. Right? Famous Beis HaLevi. Rosh Hashanah just spoke about it. Right? But what does the Beis HaLevi said? The Beis HaLevi also holds that the biggest Musa Yosef was giving them is about their lives are contradictory. Because you're complaining. What is the Ani Yosef? Ha'idov Ichai means what happens? You're complaining now that Binyamin you have to take, she writes, Binyamin back because his father's not going to live. And when you sold me, you didn't think about that. So in other words, you're contradictory. That is the worst thing in life for a person to be contradictory. That's what the Musa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is going to show you a nice picture of Lasset Lavai. Of things that he did in life, they were contradictory. That's what he said to us. Zogt Reb Shmuel Birnbaum, exactly over here, is the same type of Musa Yaakov was giving. The fact you had the Teretz HaKazoyni Yasach HaSeidu, he accepted the Teretz HaKazoyni Yasach HaSeidu. But the later on, when you did Mechiras Yosef, if you're willing to sacrifice yourself and put Klal Yisrael in danger because of the covet of your sister, when it came to your brother, what happened to your covet of your brother? So the Mechiras Yosef reawakens that the whole reason why they killed Shechem for the covenant of the sister is false. Because you see, when it came to your brother, you didn't stick up for your brother, your Yosef, your brother. What happened to your brother? You're willing to sell your brother. That means you don't care about family. So how comes your sister, you're willing to put a grave? So what happened is now, it's not that Pshat is yet that he didn't accept the answer then. What happened now is, now I have a steerer for later on when you sold Yosef to what you did now by Shechem. That's what the Musa is over here. And in life, that's what I'm saying, Musa can be lost in love on things that when you're contradictory. This is so, the emes is that a person very often does things which is contradictory. We find similar Musa, Moshe Rabbeinu, gave Klal Yisrael on the beginning of Parshas Dvarim. It says, love on. Right, it says chatzeros for these off. What's chatzeros? Rashi says beginning of the word chatzeros is the mice of Korach, and these off is referring to the chet eagle. So the kasha again is they're out of order. First happened the eagle, then happened Korach. Teretz Mefarshim learn similar idea over here, the same idea. What was your taina by mice of Korach? Madua tisnasa kal Hashem. Everybody's Kaddish. We don't need leaders. So Moshe Rabbeinu says to them, you're false. Why? Because by the chait of the air, what caused the chait of Egel? Oh, we need a leader. So the Musa over there was, once he did Maisa Korach, that shows now that your motive by the chait of Egel was because you wanted leadership. You just showed me now you don't need leadership. So the stira between what's going on, that's where Moshe is giving the Musa. Similar to what Yaakov's giving over here, the Musa. That's the idea of us there. Rabbi Aaron, when he brings down this base, Aliva Barash V'Yigash, he brings a ride from a Toysfus in Chulin Kuf Chaf Alaf on base. Toysfus says, the Gemara over there has a stira from Chizkia to Chizkia. So Toysfus, the Gemara could have easily asked a Kasha on Chizkia from the Mishnah. But the Gemara only asked the stira on Chizkia. So Rabbi Aaron is a bigger Kasha, but there's a stira of the person himself than from a Mishnah. That's what you see. There's a bigger, the biggest Kasha on a person when there's a stira. And that's really Nagaya. He says actually, Rabbi Aaron wants to teach pshat in the Gemara, the pasuk in Parshas Kiseitze, it's la yib kisuscha ever vaven. You're not supposed to have. Why does a person have two stones? One to weigh with for his customers, and one to buy with. To buy with, he has a heavy stone. To weigh with for his customers, he has a lighter stone. He says, the Geneva Shema is one thing. But when you have two stones, that's not good enough. The one that you use to buy with is not good enough to sell with. So that's what the biggest taina is. The taina is that you're steering with your bait. Geneva, the Torah talks about Geneva. But this type of Geneva, that you have two stones, that's a chasar, that's a steer, that's how you learn what's the love, that's shot the steer. The mice in our life, we very often, you know, there's a vertel that is used once for fundraising to understand that the Gemara in Gittin tells us that one of the reasons you're not a divorce a woman is, according to one man Toma is because maybe a k'diach tafshiloi, right? You burnt your food. So everybody asks. We understand one man Toma is, a matzah by every daughter, you divorce a wife. One man Toma says, matzah noy many. Okay? So if you're already looking at other women, find no many, the marriage is no good anymore. If she burns the food, what's shot in burning the food? So, gradually, Yashiv, in the Sefer Oris of the Gemara, then Gittin, he wants like, Yech Tafshila means she doesn't know basic living. She doesn't know how to cook. She doesn't know how to look after a house. She's not leading the house in the correct manner. That's how he learned. That's how he wants to learn the Gemara. Rabbi Yashiv, in Sefer Oris, what's this? She doesn't bash it, doesn't know how to make the house into a normal living environment. Everything is all over the place. That's the way he wants to learn shot in the Gemara. She doesn't have to, you know, she doesn't have to run a house. She's running a house, it's so everything's famished. Everything, that's how he learns. But they say over our vertel, it's old vertel, they say over, that pshakdir tafshila is when he burns food. So very often, usually the bottom burns and the top is still not burnt. So there are three types of wives. You have a greiser tzaddik as a wife, and when they burn the food at the bottom, the top is still good, she'll cut off the bottom and give the top to her husband. He won't even know it's burnt. Then you have the regular woman, they'll cut the kugel in half. He'll give a half to the husband, half burnt, half eaten. She'll also eat half burnt, also fine. But then there's one woman who will cut the burnt and give the husband the burnt, and she'll take the rest. Hikdichoi tafshi loy. She gave his chelik burnt, that's a woman either. Such a woman that's not willing to share the responsibility, otherwise give the husband and the burnt. That's what they say over rental. But they use this for fundraising also. In fundraising, there are people. The things land down and down, the economy is not so good. So the income starts going less. So there's different things in life where you cut out. So there are people that, in other words, they modify their lives. A little less stock, a little less expense of themselves. And you have some people, no, that's mamish tzaddikim. Stock stays the same, I'm going to minimize it. That's mamish and tzaddik. I'm not, the stock is not losing out. I'm going to minimize, right? Well, you have the other one, they do it equally. But then there are people, many of them, they do is when the economy goes bad. Now, my life stays the same. The stock is get cut out. Right. That's a kedichoy tafshiloy. So the emes is someone told me a mori de gavart. You know what I mean? You have to be, it can't be a stira, right, in your life. You have to be, that's part of the techocha pasnas. You have to be a balance. So someone told me a vart from Rav Bik. Moshe Bik was a Rav in Brooklyn. He said over, there's a pasuk we say, Tehoin va'oisha ba'besoy. This whatever. Hoin va'oishem abeisei. Person's getting wealthier and wealthier. Or betzidkosei hitztoka and medeslad stays the same forever. It stays the same $18 as his money. Has to be a balance. In other words, it has to be a balance. That's what it has to be. Has to be a balance. I'll manage that. Has to be a balance. So therefore, that's what a person has to know. You know, by Loit, we find a similar thing. Loit, he was had a machlekas royal leitin with Avram's shepherds. Why? That taina was, Rashi says, that right, that Avram doesn't have any children, and Memela Loit is the next of kin, he's the next Yerush. And the Rabbi Shlomo gave the land, he promised the land to Avram Avinu, who have right to pasture in the fields. But the Pasuk tells us, Vakanani Oz Baretz, it means they haven't yet inherited it. You don't have rights to it. But what was their taina? So I once saw in the Be'er Yosef, he once said, they were interesting. How did they know that Avram's going to inherit the land? Because now Avram got a nevuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Zaruch HaEtez Arz Azois, he's going to give him this land. But then same nevuah over there says he's going to have children also. He promised him Zerah also. So interesting, you took that chilek of the nevuah that Avram's going to inherit the land, and you claim you're the next Yerush, you're going to get it. But that same nevuah that told you that you're going to get the land says that Avram's going to get the land, says Avram's going to have children also. So you're not the next Yerush anyway. So you see in life what you want to see, that's what it is. They say that Tzedukim, the same thing that Tzedukim, was so makbid on the word Memachas HaShabbos, yeah? That Shavuos has to come out on a Sunday. So they played with the calendar to make sure, right? How can they play with the calendar? Because there's a pasuk that says, Asher Tikra Oysom, Al Tikra Oysom, Al Tikra Atim, that Bez never writes to manipulate the calendar. But that's not that's a drusha, that's not Mefurish Makro. So it's interesting, the Tzedukim like to learn the Psukim literally. It says Machas HaShabbos has to come out Shavuos on a Sunday. So now you manipulate the calendar when you get the rights to manipulate the calendar because you have another drusha. So that drusha you believe in Chazal, but this drusha that says Machas HaShabbos you don't believe. That's what I'm saying, people in life are very soysa. You should know it's interesting, Saf Soifa, this week's Parsha, when it says by Yisachar, by Yamanucha Kitoiv, Vayet Shichma Lizbol, right? It says, what's Rabbi Yamanucha Kitoiv? Because sometimes rabbis, they'll talk about vacations, people are going to Cancun, and they're going to, right, places like, what are they doing to the guy, right? They never experienced themselves these type of vacations. So therefore, it's very difficult for them to talk about. You should know, when the Tesla came out, I had to take it for a drive before I spoke about it, you know? Yeah. I had to take a drive before I spoke about it, right? So if you look in Mishlei, Shlomo HaMelech wrote two svarim. He wrote Mishlei, and he wrote Kehelas. In Mishlei, it says, Mishlei Shlomo, no titles. Mishlei, Mishalem of Solomon. Mishalem of Shlomo. When you look at Kehelas, Ani Melech al Yerushalayim. He starts with Kehelas, Ani Shlomo Melech Yerushalayim. Why is he saying the words, Ami Melech Yerushalayim? Because if you want to get up and give Musa and say, Havel Avolim, that everything is, you have to know, Rabbi, you never experienced some of these Gashmias. Do you know what what a 3-pound steak looks like? Right. So it has to be, Moshleim HaMelech starts telling him, it's Havel Avolim, Benisi Batim, Natati Tanius. I went on all the vacations, I've tried everything. It's Havel Avolim, that's Moshleim HaMelech. So there you have to talk and say, Melech Yerushalayim. That's what he wanted to point it out. So, the Ksav Sofer, when we look at the Yisachar, and we say, Vayam Menuchai Kitoiv, he says the same Yisoit. That Yisachar says, don't think I didn't try the Bahamas. Vayam Menuchai Kitoiv, I saw the Menucha. Oh, but still, nevertheless, Torah, Vayet Shichmo Elizmar, Torah is even greater than that. Torah is more Gesher. This week's Parsha, by Yisachar, The Bracha to Yisachar, right? Yisachar saw Menucha Kitoiv, nevertheless, he says, Ablat Kemoga, the Beis Medrash, is better than Acapulco. It's better than, right? It's better. That's what it is. In other words, this balances. People think, oh, yes, you need to have vacation, you need to this. He says in Tehillim, right? Torah is Meshivas Nafesh. You want to be calm? The Torah is Meshivas Nafesh. Sometimes people are going away to find themselves. They're not finding themselves. They're using distractions to run away from themselves. That's what they're always looking. They're looking for distractions. And sometimes it works. Sometimes maybe you go away. You have less distractions. Maybe you can get in touch with yourself. And Sir Biederman once said this very interesting thing. If you notice, high executives, where do they go for vacation? Very often, where do you go usually for vacation? When you're stressed out, you go vacation. Either you go to the mountains or you go to the water. He says, what's pshat? Why do you go to the mountains and the water, right, for vacation? Because pshat is when you're connected to buildings of Manhattan, you're connected to Ilam Azeh, it's very stressful. The only way to calm yourself is to connect to the Bria. That's why vacation spots is something like a mountain, which is, you know, the Rabbi Shlomo made. The waters, the sea. So the more you connect to Isa Masa Bereshis, the more calm you get. That's what it is. Calm comes from. There are already two types of people. Some people like a very wild vacation, right? There are people that like wild vacations, right? Different types of people. But over here it says, Vaya Menucha Kitoif, right? That was the Menucha. It's okay. Menucha Kitoif. Because the emes is the soid of all vacations is sometimes just to change your routine sometimes. Something is such a concept. The person needs is stressed. He needs to change his routine a little bit. So sometimes he'll do. I find very often people that are calm when they're in their life, they're calm. So their vacations, they need to have something stressful. The other way around. The people that have a very stressful life, they need to go calm on vacations. And usually those two people are married to each other. Yeah, so they go on vacation. One wants to run around all day. The other one just wants to sit and relax. Right? Anyway. Right? Vacations bring a lot of stress in marriages, you know.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. It brings a lot of stress because they find the differences then. They find the differences. One wants to show up to the airport 3 hours before. Yeah, and one wants to be there 10 minutes before. And they don't get along. They don't get along this bit. Just someone told me this week. He just got married and he's going. She wants to be there 3 hours before he's used to now. He comes an hour before. She's thinking going with a car to the airport. They'll drop her off 3 hours before and he'll go and park the car. So at least he's found ways to. Al Kapani, let's go back to the Parsha. So the Parsha is, as a person has to bizarre itself not to be contradictory with yourself. What's good enough for you is good enough for the world. If you can get up early for things that you enjoy, then you have to be able to get up early also for the Favoris Hashem. So let's go live in place in the Parsha. Oh, this one interesting agav thing, the Tumar Shema Velevi Achem, right? So Rashi explains they're the ones that did the Mechiras Yosef. Why are the ones that did Mechiras Yosef? Rashi gives a whole cheshman. How could it only be them? Rashi zogt. Why? Because they're the other ones. He goes through all the Shvatim. Right? He says, because he says, Imtei Meruven Yehuda Hari Leiskimabu. They didn't want to kill him. Imtei Mebnei Shvachas Lehoiso Sinasam Shleima. Rashi says, Machlech Roshonim, Rashi holds the Shvachas, the Bnei Shvachas didn't have Shleima. Vihinar is Bnei Bilas Leizilpo. Yisachav Zulam, they wouldn't speak to in front of their brother, which is older than them. Freit the Yaris Navash, this is in Chelek Beis, right? Rosh Yud Beis. He's bothered by that the reason he give for Sochas Zulam should also apply to Bnei Shvachas. That they also were younger than Shimon Velevi. That's what he asks. So if so, why do you have to give a new reason? He says, a murder gechidish, he says. He wants to taina that the kibbutz to your brother only applies if you have the same mother. You have a different, right? You have a different mother, there's no chiv kibbutz to his brothers. Now, is this that you have to give cover? Rashi's telling us, sochas vulim or mechoyim and kibbutz, they're the same mother. So they're mechoyim and kibbutz to Shema Velevi. But the Bnei Shvach, since they're a different mother, they're not mechoyev and kibbutz to their older brother. Yeah, chiddush, huh? Now they have the same father.
The other way around.
It sounds like Yarjav Hashem, like a chiddush. If you have the same father, different mothers, you're not mechoyev to mechabit your older brother. Oh, yeah. So Rebbe Yeber in his Sefer Avamir, he asks, we know about our older brothers the same, through a father or through a mother, we pass our older brother, definitely through a father. Interesting Kiddush. So in the Agos of there, I think they bring a Priya Soda. It says, a Mordek Kiddush. He wants to say that Kovet Achicha Godl could be the only the oldest brother. The oldest brother, he has a special, he's a Bechor. Oldest brother is a Bechor. Right? The Peter Rechen, there's Pitna Ben by a Bechor Me'im. But Als Din Reishas Oinos the Bechor. So Bechor Ma'av is only the oldest, only Reuven. It wouldn't be Mechuyev Bechor Ma'av. In other words, the Bnei Shvachos would be Mechuyev to Mechaberuyev, but not Shimon Belevi, he says. But Masha'inke, when you're from the same mother, he says there's another reason to Mechabet. He brings down a reason there, that the reason is that the fact that the Bleda before did not ruin the Rechem and let you be born, you Mechuyev to Mechabet for that. So it's interesting. So it comes out, there's a different din. In Kibbut Achicha Agadol, whether it's a Kibbut Achicha Agadol through a father, through a mother. According to his Yisoid is, when you Mechabet Achicha Agadol from the father's only the oldest, of Achicha, your older brother from your mother, every single one of them you have to be Mechabet, all of them, which is a whole deal in the poiskim. Is it only the oldest brother or not? It's just an interesting thing of Ian Rashi.
Anything about sisters?
What? That's another shaila. Achosai, right? All of them. It's my grandparents also hold shaila. Is it both grandparents only? Yeah. Your grandfather through your father, or grandfather even through your mother? It's also hold steerus. It's another time. But there's different dinim in Hilchas Kibbud Avim. But interesting, the Yarsh Devash, he talks about that over here. Abisinu Rab and Chet Godel she noyden klal covered by Chechem Agodel. Cotton koifetz barash veinkan covered klal, right? In mebekoich ze bottle gamkem avasinu kibud aveim vein nizorim and all his family mechabed one another. That's also kibud aveim. He's talking about the breakdown already in his times, in Rabbi Yonasan Leibishitz's times already. He's ready to break down the mishpachas. How much more we can say today? How bad it's gone. He talks about this. He's giving musa about kibud to achich agodel, kibud to your parents. Mishpacha is something very important. And the Ramban already says that the reason why you learn Yevamos now. So one of the things you learn in Yevamos, that there's one of the only erva. I know you know Eishazach, you learn Yevamos. Eishazach is mutter, right? One of the ervas the Torah's matter. But there's one other erva, the Torah's matter, is two sisters that were bechayeh only, right? So only bechayeh, once one dies, the other way the other. How comes most arayas is forever? Once you become an erva, a woman is a chamoisai, is chamoisai for life. Even after a person's wife dies, is chamoisai. But somehow, achois ishtoi tunu b'chayah. I've had it's exerts akosim. But the Ramban is mazba over there. Achremois. He's mazba. You know why it's like that? He says because two wives are called tsaras. And Memele didn't want sisters not to get along, so it's not really an erva, Batson. Bahamas is two sisters are not a real erva. I've added the Torah put in Barsha Rice. They're not real erva. It's just you want them to. Sisters have got to get along. So if you make them tsaras, they're not getting along. Once one died, the other one can marry because then they're not tsaras anymore. Fascinating how much mishpacha, how much is how important the concept of mishpacha. Getting along with siblings, it's something which people have a hard time. Okay, let's go to a different place than Barsha. By Yosef. The bracha that Yosef got. By Yosef, it says, by Brichas, by Paris Yosef, by Paris Ali Ayn. Benois Tzadu Ali Shur. Yeah. So what does it say over here by Yosef? That he, few things in life. By Moros Chayim, the Pasuk says, right? It says by Yosef. Benois Tzadu Ali Shur. You know that Benois Tzadu Ali Shur means? So Rashi Targum brings down that when he was going out as the Mishlah Melech, when they were inaugurating him, they were taking him along, you know. The parade for the Yosef became the Mishlah Melech. So all the girls went to look out. Rashi says. If you look at the Targum Yonasan even more, the Targum Yonasan is stronger. They actually threw jewelry at him, it says. If you look at the Targum Yonasan. Have been banzain the shultan mahalchan al tura, they got on the walls. Vishadin le kamoch shirim bakatolonim. They threw jewelry at him. Miglal the title ain't a him that the girl, they threw jewelry and that Yosef should look up. Right? But he didn't look up. That when I saw that was the godless of Yosef, they didn't look up. So what happens is a medrash, or was a bracelet, and he saw names, and he asked who came from, and that's how he married Aslas, whatever, Basmati fair. But the Pasha Pshota Ishal Mikra means that Yosef was Zoicha, Yosef was such a tzaddik that he didn't look at the girls on the standing on the walls. He didn't look. Shmiras Hanaim is the quote today. That's what Yosef, right? Yeah. But then it says the next Pasuk, Vayimaru. Zok Rashi, Vayimaru, Vayrabu. What's Vayimaru? Zok Rashi. Vayimaru Poitifa V'ishtoi Le'esroi, to put him in jail. And then it says, V'rabu Nasaloi Ochav Ansheirif. So we'll analyze what happened. Isha's Poitifa and her husband, there was Taka, a tremendous tsar for Yosef. She tried to get him, and he was miskab on that. The Medrash says that every day she changed the clothes and kept begging him. It was a tremendous nesoyim for Yosef HaTzadik. And he overcame that nesoyim. Then they threw him in jail for 12 years. So it was a tremendous nesoyim. And he was a scab on that. Yosef was always happy in jail even. Right? That's a tremendous nesoyim. His brothers wanted to sell him. That's a tremendous nesoyim. This thing, he's walking down the street and he holds his eyes. The Torah has to tell us this is the milas of Yosef. Well, it seems to be very pale in compared to the other two things. So this Rabbi Shmuel Bar Meltak is bothered by this kasha. What's pshat? That the Torah is emphasizing the milas of Yosef and he puts together. But no, he saw the Ali Shur. So he says he saw it. I'll paraphrase my own words already a little bit. He says he saw it in life. when Yosef was strong enough to go against the tide, as you say, when a person has tzoras and he misgaber on the tzoras, that's one type of nesoyin. But then there's a nesoyin which you have, the way they call it in the Svarim, there's a nesoyin of oini and there's a nesoyin of oisha. There's two types of nesoyinus. The nesoyin of oini, right. So what happened is, those nesoyinus he had, the pasuk calls it by maru v'ravu. There was fighting, there was suffering. So Yosef had managed to be able to do that. But now, his whole life changed overnight. He won the $1 billion lottery ticket, right? His life turned around in a second. He became now the Mishnah Lamelech, from jail to the Mishnah Lamelech. So now, the nesoyin that Yosef has now, I need a wife, I need maybe I have someone looks good. There was a whole new nesoyin. What the Torah is telling you, the contrast, that Yosef, no matter what matzav he was in, that's what the B'nai Sod al Ashur is just, it's not the Pshad is that nesoyin, it's a new type of nesoyin. But I want to explain a little more than that. The emes is, early in the parsha, we find that Yosef received a reward from Yaakov. Ani nesati shchem echot al achecho, asher lakachti b'char b'bakashti. And I'm going to give you a portion, which I took b'char b'bakashti. So Rashi learns a targum, which is, b'char b'bakashti means b'tzlusa b'busa. I'm going to give you something with tefillah. I conquered this land, b'tzlusa, with my tefillahs. So all the balamusa are very busy, and the malapash, right, all the mafarshim, that our tefillahs, cherev pepiyat yondom, our weapons is tefillah. Beautiful, it's enechanama. Oh, but the emes is, that's only after we know the taich of b'char b'bakashti means tefillah. So now, but where did Chazal see in the words that b'char b'bakashti means tefillah? Yes, there's a Meshech Chochmah explains which weapon, cherev and keshes, which one goes connected, which type of tefillah. But where do you see in the words? There's a Sefer Keles Yitzchak. It says, Murdik, the words tell us we're talking about tefillah. Because the general strategy of war is you bomb from far today, and then you come in and you send in the ground troops afterwards. So in the olden days, they'd use bow and arrow from far, and then they came in with their swords and killed the remaining. But the Torah says, b'charbi before kashti. It says, the cherub before kashas. If it's a cherub before kashas, why is the wrong order? So it can't be the regular tragedy of wars. He's talking about Mechemes HaYetzeh, he says. Mechemes HaYetzeh, he doesn't bother with the big stuff. Baruch Hashem, we show him a Shabbos. We do all the, we check a lot of the boxes, we go to shul. The problem is, how well do we do these mitzvahs? On the small little things. Charvo means you have to work on things which is close to your heart, closer. Then you work the bigger things, you can become by itself. The bigger things. My Mechames HaYetzeh is the opposite. Look at Dovra Melech. He says, if you look in the Medrash, you begin to Parsha Zeichel. Dovra Melech. Eino yorei, I'm not from Mechamurois. Elo me'akalois midvorim she'odom dosh ba'akevav. That's what it is, right? It says, for ye ekev tishmoyim, says Rashi, you have to be ekev tishmoyim, which with things that people are mazals and things that people tread on. It means you come to davening. What time do you show up? Is Baruch Hu good enough for you? Or is it, you know what I mean? You know, leanings, you want to talk with Gavra Gavra. But that extends to the whole leaning, you know. And then, you know, Haftar is for Kiddush Club. You know what I mean? There's right? There's different times of that. So these, that's how he gets you. He's not getting you not to come to davening. That's the Yitzhar gets you on the small points. So that's what Yosef of here, the Torah is defining. Yosef wasn't only on the big things. Mysterious Nefesh, with Aishas by Tifar, and the mysterious Nefesh he did that when he was in jail with his brother, and his brothers wanted to sell him off. Those are one of the big things. But even on small things, daily things, when it was just the small things, that's an Echaram, that's what Yosef had that Maila. That's what the Torah wants to emphasize. He had even that. And you should know the schus that Yosef got. He didn't get the schus that miskaber be'ishus by Tifa. If you look at the Gemara in Zvachim, it says in the Gemara, Mishkan Shiloh is built in the chelik of Yosef. And there's a difference between the Beis HaMikdash, Kotcha Kedoshim can only eat lefnim and achoyma. Kotcha, right? Kotcha Kedoshim and lefnim, I'm saying in the Azorah, in the choyma of the Azorah. Right, Kotcha Kedoshim. In the Mishkan Shiloh is Bechol Aroya. Anyone can see. So he says, Yosef is Alei Oyin. Right? It says by Yosef. It says, Bein Poras Yosef, Bein Poras Alei Oyin. Because Aino Shalei Nena Mimashe Aino Shaloi. He was Zoicha that when he had the Mishkan his shield, that's Bechol Aroya. He could, in other words, the vision was where the Kedusha was. In this Uzel Umazeh, because he controlled his vision, he didn't need walls. He actually, Chedush Arim, actually, tight to the Pasik, I saw Reb Shor, what's his name? Avraham Shaw actually brings down a Chiddush Harim that says, Ben Paris Alei Oyin. Yosef, in order to get Kedusha of the Mishkan, was Alei Oyin. But Nois, he means he wants to touch on the other Shvotim. So the Alei Shur, they need walls to get the Kedusha. They need walls. Yosef, the fact that he didn't look what he's not supposed to look at. The fact that he says, Paitifa also, it says, Eino Shaloi Nena Masha Eino Shaloi. If you look at Rashi in this week's Parsha, actually it says, the fact he protected his mother from Esav looking at him is also part of Alei Oyin. Also, these things that he controlled his eyes, he was Zoicha, that the Mishkan now, when you want to eat Kach and Kedoshim, it's Bechol Araya, which is within eyesight.
How far?
As long as you can see, within the eyesight of
Kodesh
Kodesh, there's no walls there. It comes from the how much. But so this Riyah, the fact that he did wasn't just a small thing. He was Zoicha, the big thing, because of this Riyah. So sometimes these little things really what makes the man, as they say.
Thank you, Rabbi. Wow, amazing.